If you could turn to Philippians 4 and just put a little marker in the Bible. I'm going to quote a couple of verses from that in a second or two. Okay, Philippians 4. Now, if you've been listening to the news over the past couple of days, you'll know that the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Major General Qasem Soleimani, was killed in the early hours of Friday morning in a drone strike just outside Baghdad airport, a strike authorized by President Donald Trump. Now, the killing has certainly contributed to further escalation of tension in an already very volatile part of the world. Soleimani was a key player in the Iranian regime, and retaliatory action has already been promised by the Iranian authorities, to which President Trump tweeted this morning that the Americans will hit hard 52 Iranian targets if there's any action by the Iranians. Now, why 52? Well, some of us remember back in the late 70s, the Iranians captured 52 American hostages, and still a sore point with the Americans. It was a very humiliating time for them. But the US and Britain have urged their citizens to leave the region immediately. CNN speculates that American forces in Syria and its allies in Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia could fall victim to Iranian retaliatory measures. The Associated Press adds that Iran's allies in Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen, Syria, and Gaza will certainly be mobilized. The Washington Examiner states that a global terrorist campaign of uncertain duration is likely. In the context of Iranian domestic political instability and deep economic pressures upon the Iranian regime, Iran may well use the killing as an excuse to destabilize oil flows through the Straits of Hormuz. Each of those developments would require an immediate Western response. Is war likely? Could this escalate, as some are suspecting, into World War III as other nations are dragged into the conflict, whether they like it or not? Well, young folk, you remember this. Irrespective of what the media is saying, irrespective of what the experts in the Middle East are saying, the future is known to Almighty God alone. Now, we're reminded that in Isaiah 46, verse 10, and the verses following. The future is known to God. And if we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, our responsibility as God's people is to pray for our leaders. And that's what we were doing yesterday when we met as a number of churches up at North Preston Evangelical, praying for our leaders. And we're also to work both for justice, Amos 5, verse 24, and peace, Matthew 5, verse 9. While seeking to lead people to the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we were looking at over the festive period when we touched on Isaiah 9, verse 6. C.S. Lewis wrote, quote, God cannot give us happiness and peace apart from himself, because it's not there. So there's no peace apart from God. There's no peace apart from knowing the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the UN, the European Union, the Americans, regimes in the Middle East cannot give the world what they do not have. They don't have peace. Man isn't at peace with himself, because he is not at peace with God. And because man is not at peace with God and not at peace with himself, he's not at peace with his fellow man. It's why there's conflict in the world. The only way we're going to have peace, the only way the individual can have peace, is a relationship with his Creator God through the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world to bring peace to troubled hearts. So in these politically stormy times, our peace, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need to be going to pieces. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, your peace and the peace that you demonstrate can be a powerful witness to a very skeptical secular culture. So here's the path to peace. This is why I asked you to turn to Philippians 4. The path to peace, verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind through Jesus Christ. And so, young folk, no matter what is happening in this world, in every circumstance and challenge, we have the peace of God today. And the question simply is, do you have that peace of God today? Have you repented of your sin? Are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know peace with God?